Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
O-line's developing. D-line's developing. The team is developing. The camaraderie is there. They believe in each other. They support each other. This is why the foundation works. I was talking about this because, in a way, I kind of compare, or I'm going to compare ourselves to what the Dolphins are doing, to what the Heat are doing. You know, the Heat is always on the same page. They go into the bubble. No players were complaining. No players were pointing fingers. They all were supportive of each other. And because of that, they end up in the finals. The Dolphins, there's nobody pointing fingers, man. There's nobody, you know, selfish in there or whatever. If there's a guy, maybe Jordan Howard or something, but outside of that, this is a team that's really supportive of each other. When Fitz is out there waving as Tua's coming out, I mean, you don't find that in a lot of places. The old man never wants to give the job up to the young buck. Never. They're always intimidated, usually. They never want to help. When the kid's turn is his turn. You'll have to earn it. You know, like, you don't see any of that here, man. And it's really cool to see that you can build a structure. You can build the relationships. You can have the camaraderie. You can be supportive of each other. And don't kid yourselves. That's how you survive 0-7 last year. When you're 0-7 last year and you've lost by a boatload of points, you haven't won a game, everybody thinks you're tanking, and then you go 5-4, that means you believed in each other, you stayed on it, and you believed in your coach. Look at Adam Gase. Look what's going on with the Jets right now. Nobody believes in Adam Gase on that team. They're giving up on that team. Did you see Frank Gore? Frank Gore after the game? We can't effing wait till the fourth quarter to start playing ball, man. That was his message. And he's right, I'm sure, but that's the team that he plays for. And so that's the polar opposite of that. That's why you had 24 on one side and zero on the other. That's why when Wilkins gets that fumble last week, he runs to Flores and hands it to him. You watching any kind of camaraderie between the players and Adam Gase? No. There's none because he doesn't connect with people. If you're going to be a leader, if you're actually going to try to bring people together, you can't be divisive. You've got to find a way to bridge people together. You've got to find a way to communicate. That's what a good leader does. It's the easiest thing in the world is to bitch and complain. You ever notice that? It's the easiest thing. You get to the restaurant, hair in your soup, maitre d'. The steak's undercooked. Where's the chef? Now, you had a great steak. 99% of the time, you'll never grab the maitre d' and say, can you do me a favor? Can you go tell that cook, this is the best steak I've ever had. This is the best lobster I've ever had. This is the best whatever. We rarely do that. But boy, we'll be quick to complain.
You're almost like talking about the offensive line. The only time you hear about them is when there's a penalty.
Like referees. And so it's easy. Complaining is the easiest thing in the world. Complimenting seems to be harder when it shouldn't be, because that's when you put people at ease. When you communicate with people, that's when you put them at ease. When you complain, when you bitch, when you point fingers, you get nowhere. You get fighting. You get people to not work with each other. You know, kind of like what's happening in our country right now in certain sections. We won't have to get into that, but you know what I'm saying? It's funny because when I constructed this station and what we're doing here that's different with our radio family that I've never done in 30 years, we have six consecutive radio shows all five of them, all six connect on five crossovers. Every show crosses over to the other. Every host talks to the next host. Why? Because that's the way I want it. Because I want people to be engaged in each other's shows. I want hosts to be supportive of each other. All I've ever seen on radio is hosts fighting with each other. Then it forces the producers to fight with each other. And it's like you're competing against each other. And it's like, yo, don't we work on the same station? Aren't we like on the same team? Aren't we supposed to make the station better? Like you make 6 to 8 better and we'll make 1 to 3 better and you'll make 7 to 9 better. And, you know, that's kind of how we work, right? That's what it's supposed to be. But it's never like that. There's always this divisiveness that goes with it. And it's disgusting. You know, I told my producers, I said, you need to help each other. If he needs help in editing, help him. If this one needs help in booking a guest, help him. If they need some help writing a promo, help them. Why? Because you're going to make the station better. And that's what you got with the Jets right now. You don't have an understanding that everybody plays a role. And part of that role is being supportive. Part of that role is doing your job. You look at the Dolphins, and everybody is doing their job. Everybody is supportive. They don't get down on themselves when they lose. They don't get too high on themselves when they win. That goes all to Flores, man. That goes all to Greer, who hired Flores, who said, I need a leader for my football team. That's a leader. How many times did we say as Dolphin fans, that guy's not a leader? Come on, dude. Nobody's going to listen to Joe Philbin. Look at him. He looks like Uncle Fester. Nobody's going to take him serious. And sure enough, nobody ever took him serious. Cam Cameron was a joke. I was on the beat during that year of Cam Cameron, the 1-15 year. Players quit on that guy by before halfway of the season. They were already quitting on that guy. They like knew he had no shot at leading men. It's not an easy thing, you know, to lead and to bring people together. And that's the one thing that I'm so excited about with the Dolphins, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an organization for the first time that has no dysfunction. For the first time, they're actually doing things the right way. And for the first time, they're in a long time since the Shula days, they're truly headed in the right direction at the right pace. And let me tell you something. The pace is a little faster than what you think. Considering how much they tore it down, a bad coach gets a teardown like this and does nothing. A good coach like Brian Flores finds a way to have a winning record in his last 9 games and knocks a team out that desperately needed that playoff spot because New England needed that bye week. And by losing to Miami in week 17, that was enormous. So if you're pumped about anything, be pumped that maybe the Dolphins are developing the culture that you see down in Biscayne Boulevard, down in downtown. You know, there's an arena there. It's called the American Airlines. Well, it used to be called the American Airlines Arena. It's waiting for a new name. But that arena there that houses the Heat, that's the only franchise in town that has reached that pinnacle that they are exceptional in every way. Dolphins used to be like that. They're getting there. I know they've got to accomplish some things on the field to be compared to the Heat. And I'm not talking about what they accomplished 40 years ago. Okay. You know, I'm 54, man. I was 7, 8, and 9 when they did it. And I mean, come on, bro. You know, it's just, now we need something now. And I think they're headed in that direction. It's pretty awesome, man. It's pretty awesome stuff.